Welcome back to the Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. My name is Barry Odell, and I am your host. Fulton County Gospel News is a bi-monthly publication of The Church of Christ in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. And if you'd like to learn more about our paper, visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com, and there you can find all the information you will need. The paper is always a free subscription. You can get it as a PDF in your email, or you can get a hard copy through the United States Postal Service. Let us know what we can do for you, and we'll be happy to add you to that mail list or one of those mail lists. You can also receive a bundle of the papers for a congregation. And again, all of this is free of charge. Let us know what we can do for you. Find us on Facebook, Church of Christ at Mammoth Spring. You can follow that page. A lot of good biblical content there. And also, we have a Fulton County Gospel News Podcast Facebook page. So like and follow those pages. Go to podbean.com and follow, like, subscribe to, whatever you have to do to the podcast. All right, so it's January 5th, 2023, and this month marks the 70th year of Fulton County Gospel News being in circulation. It's quite something, and I'm proud to be a part of it and hope that I serve well in this capacity of producing good biblical content to help people all over the country, but also all over the world. You can access all the papers from 1953 until, well, last month, December of 2022, on our website. And it's all there. What I thought I would do is read some of the articles from the first year of publication. And this first article I'm going to read to you comes from the January 1953 edition of the paper. It was written by Clovis Ragsdale. And if you are from this area, Fulton County, Arkansas, Northeast Arkansas, you know the name Clovis Ragsdale. He served on two separate occasions as editor of the paper and just has a good history, let's say, in this area. But in January 1953, he wrote an article entitled Desire to Know God's Word. And I looked this article over and I thought, you know what? He was writing this 70 years ago, and we need to hear the same exact thing today. You know, the fact of the matter is, truth never changes. It doesn't matter if it's 1953 or 2023. Truth is truth, and God's people need to be concerned with it. So here's what he wrote 70 years ago. The Apostle Peter, speaking of those who had been converted to Christianity, exhorts, yes, commands them to, as newborn babes in Christ, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. 1 Peter 2:2. As the growth of a child born into this world is wholly dependent upon the amount of milk it is able to receive and digest, so also the growth of the young Christian depends upon the amount of God's Word he is able to learn and put into practice. Notice that Peter states that it is first necessary to desire the Word. Therefore, the first step in acquiring Bible knowledge is for the individual to create in his or her heart a burning desire to know and understand the Word of God. Surveys which have been taken by pollsters concerning Bible questions show an appalling lack of biblical knowledge existing in America today, and this is in a country where practically every home has a Bible and where almost all persons are able to read. People are spending much more time seeking after pleasures and the things of this world than in meditation of God's Word because they desire and enjoy the things of the world more than things spiritual. Christians cannot pursue this course and expect to grow spiritually, and for a Christian to fail to grow is fatal. God expects His children to keep moving onward and upward, striving toward perfection. David opens the Psalms by stating, "Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." Things in which we delight, we desire. Most people have little difficulty understanding even the smallest details concerning things in which they are most interested. But when it comes to studying and understanding the Bible, they haven't the desire to put much time in studying and searching the Scriptures. Instead, men have accepted the teachings of others without doing as the Bereans, mentioned by Paul in Acts 17:11. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the Word with all readiness of mind, and searched the Scriptures daily, whether those things were so. In the world today, there are many contradicting doctrines being taught in the pulpits, over the radio, and through the printed pages. Certainly, if the Bible is not a book of contradictions, then these many different ideas and beliefs must be of men and not of God. Because of these many winds of doctrine, the need of every individual to study his Bible more and more becomes apparent in order that we be not misled and fall into a condition best described in Matthew 15:14. Let them alone, they be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both fall into the ditch. Christians are told in 1 Peter 3:15, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear. We learn from this passage that we are ever to be able to explain why we are followers of Christ and what it means to have that blessed hope that someday we can live with God in Christ and the great beyond. God exhorts Titus in Titus 1:9, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayer. We need to be familiar with God's word that we not only will know how we ought to live life, but to be able to lead others to Christ. Unless we are versed in the scriptures, we are handicapped as we try to gain our neighbors and friends, and often those who are near and dear to us, for Christ. Some would say that the Bible is so written that it is hard to understand. True, there are many mysteries in God's word that men have not been able to solve, but the things which are essential to salvation are simple and plain and leaves us with no excuse for not understanding what God would have us do. By earnest study and rightly dividing the word, men are able to grow in the knowledge of the word, which enables them to reap a bountiful harvest for the Lord. All right, so again, that comes from the very first edition of Fulton County Gospel News, January 1953, and it was written by Clovis Ragsdale. And like I said, the truths that he lays out in this article, they've not changed. As he mentioned, there's a terrible existence or a terrible reality of biblical ignorance, biblical illiteracy. People are swallowed up by the doctrines and practices of men, and it's because, frankly, people don't spend enough time in God's Word. And by the way, it's the beginning of a new year, and you know, a lot of people will set a resolution to, particularly Christians, to read through God's Word. They may have a certain schedule that they follow, but by the end of the year, they plan to get through God's Word at least one time. Listen, if that's a resolution that you have set for yourself, maintain it. Do what you say you're going to do. You're not going to harm yourself, and you might even, well, if you do what you ought to do, you're going to help yourself incredibly. And so do that. Keep that resolution. All right. Well, I appreciate you tuning into this episode of Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. Again, if you'd like the paper, visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com. Let us know what we can do for you. You can get it as an email or as a hard copy in your mailbox. Go to podbean.com, search for Fulton County Gospel News, follow the podcast, like and follow our Facebook pages, Church of Christ at Mammoth Spring, and also Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. Well, thanks again for listening today, and I will catch you on the next episode of Fulton County Gospel News Podcast.